Welcome to Faith in Politics with me, Eileen. I have a strong prophetic word today that has, the Lord is bringing back around. So this isn't a new conversation, but it is a conversation people aren't paying attention to, so it may be new to you. The Lord is not playing with us. He has released the spirits of truth and death on the earth. And I don't think you understand. I just said that twice because I'm really like, I'm delivering this message. Hey, y'all. This is a hard message today, but it is what it is. This is something I've been saying for about a little bit over 2 years now, maybe almost three. But the Lord has released the spirits of truth and death on the earth. And we have been seeing a trickle of it. But you are going to be seeing a flood, especially going into 2024. A flood of truth, exposure, and deaths are coming over the earth. You've been seeing a lot of leaders or celebrities or preachers, you know, turn their lives around, get baptized, come to the Lord. You've also been seeing a lot of exposure with celebrities and politicians and world leaders and things of that nature, not just in the United States of America, but across the globe. Like, this is not just here. This is not just one place. This is a corporate word. I've been saying it for, my gosh, like I said, years, but I've really seen a lot more prophets speaking about it right now. And when I was sleeping last night, the Lord convicted me. He's like, talk about this tomorrow. And I was like, okay. So this is what he gave me, and I posted it, but I'm going to read it because it's really that important. And I'll probably like be dropping little pieces as I read it because it's something that is so heavy, and we are just falling for the okie doke and just chilling with cultural things. And the Lord is like, I didn't teach you that. That is not what's happening. And so he's giving us truth. So the prophetic word the Lord gave me November 29th, 2023 is the spirits of truth and death have been released on the earth. We see it on earth now after it has been released in the heavenlies. So you are seeing a trickle now, yet the flood of both is coming. More exposure and more deaths. The Lord has been very patient with us, and he has literally been calling us to repentance and prayer for years now. You've seen some influential people repent publicly and convert to Jesus Christ. And you have also seen some influential people pass away. And now you know why. God is breaking down many sins, and idolatry is a big one right now. The Lord is hitting it from both sides. The Lord has begun with leadership, because if you read the Bible, that's what he does. He corrects his people. He corrects the leaders who are leading the sheep astray. The Lord has begun with leadership, the shepherds, because they were supposed to be guiding his people in his ways, not theirs. So preachers, politicians, celebrities, etc. are getting corrected now. And the Lord is causing shakings to get the attention of his sheep. We are supposed to be testing the spirits. It's in the Bible. He says, test the spirit so that we are not, you know, led astray. And we have not been doing a good job of that. So he is shaking, doing like releasing shakings in the world to get our attention. He's like, test the spirit of your leadership to make sure that you're following someone who's following the Lord. So I mean the people you listen to in music. I mean your politicians. And this is called Faith in Politics for a reason. The Lord is telling us to get our mind right with regard to that. It is not about red or blue. He's like, he is purple, royalty. He is in the kingdom. And we have been playing too much being devout to a party. He's like, I didn't tell you to do that. He's like, look at the people and look at their lifestyle. Are they delivering fruit? Are they people who you should be supporting? And I'm in the city of New Orleans, and I encourage everyone here, and no matter what city you're in, look at your leadership. What are they doing? What is their lifestyle? What are they doing for the people in the community? Are they there for them? How do they treat people? Look at those things and see if they are godly people and if it's somebody you should be supporting. He said, look at the lifestyle of the people you put on a pedestal. Is that what your heavenly Father wants for you? Are you, in your word, to know the difference between false teachings and false guidance? Or do you just follow along with whatever culture dictates? We are not here to fit in. We are here to be a reflection of His kingdom. So what's going on in the world right now? The truth is being told because the Lord has released His Spirit of truth on the earth, and many more deaths will happen, revealing those people leading His sheep off a cliff to hell. Whether people idolize them or not, it's happening, so prepare yourself. You know, people get hooked on certain idols that they have created, and when these people pass away, you know, they are heartbroken and all these things. The Lord's like, why are you heartbroken? They were leading you to hell. Basically, not basically, literally, they were leading you to false teachings. They were, you know, feeding you, you know, sour milk when they're supposed to be giving you meat in the Bible. And He is not having it anymore. And I know I sound very like, you know, chill saying this, but I am saying it so that it can reach you without being like, ah, because that's where we are. The Lord says it is past time to check your heart. Thankfully, God is slow to anger, but He is not playing with us right now. People will be leaving this earth due to disobedience, and exposure is here and more is on the horizon. And the last thing He had for me to share today was that He is beyond angered that the Holy Spirit has been locked out of churches. We forget the Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity. God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. He left us the Holy Spirit on Pentecost to teach us, to be our advocate. Like, that's what He did. He died for us to go through all this process, and it's a gift that He gave us, and we don't even acknowledge that it exists. And the leadership in the church is not allowing the Holy Spirit to speak, and it is really allowing witchcraft to bewitch the people and to have the spirit of confusion just run rampant. People can't even see what they're supposed to see, because the spirit of confusion and rebellion, honestly, has us going sideways and twisted, and He's over it. So He says, the preachers have decided to only give their congregations milk. They have not equipped their flock for this season, and the church needs meat, and God is changing that right now. So He is encouraging us to get in our Bibles so that we know it for, you know, ourselves. We're supposed to be building our own relationship with Jesus. And I can say this as my own short testimony before I let you go. You know, I grew up in the Catholic faith. I grew up in Catholicism. And, you know, nobody wants to be told what they think is not true, or that they've been lied to or deceived. Well, if you've been on this earth, you've been deceived by something. And unfortunately, Catholics have been deceived for a gazillion years at this point. And a lot of the faith is idolatry. And so if you're in the city of New Orleans, you can see that the Catholic Church is getting judgment. And if you don't see it, I'm here to shine a light on it and say, hey, the Catholic Church is getting judgment, because that's exactly what's happening. We have been, the Catholic Church has been creating this idol. Even the Pope is an idol. If you think about it, we're not supposed to be bowing down and kissing the ring to anybody. We're only supposed to be, you know, every knee shall bow to Jesus Christ. We're not supposed to be doing any of that stuff. So if you're Catholic, I know this is a hard word for you, and it's like, oh, but it's the truth. You know, we pray to statues. Lord tells you that in the Ten Commandments. We're not supposed to be creating anything to be bowing to and worshiping. It's idolatry on a basic level. And, you know, they say the saints are dead. The saints aren't dead. You're not supposed to be praying to dead people. That's necromancy. The Bible tells you not to do that too. And so I know that that's different, difficult to digest. I was a Catholic for a long time. I was saved in, a prophetess found me in 2013, 2014, and then I became baptized and saved in 2015. So I've been on this journey for a little while, and there's lots of things that I had to unlearn and relearn. And so biblically, like, even the holidays that we celebrate, God didn't say do that. You know, if you go, I encourage y'all to go read about Christmas and how it started. Saturnalia, read that. It's going to blow your mind of how Christmas was created and what it really is. And so we need to get out from, you know, our head under the covers and realize that we are living in a world that is a spiritual battle. We are walking around and everyone is a vessel. There is a spirit of truth in you, the Holy Spirit, or there's another spirit. And if your vessel isn't working with the Lord, you can be used. If we are in sin, we can be used. Everybody can be used. They'll say Christians can't be used. Well, if you're in sin, yes, you can. And you know, the enemy will be using people closest to you to hurt you, you know? And so we really need to open our minds and pay attention to what's going on around us, because the Lord is not playing with us. He is getting us together. So as I close out, I'm going to just give a quick wrap up of the Lord has released the spirit of truth and the spirit of death upon the earth. It's not something that just happened. We have been seeing a trickle of it, but I'm coming to warn you that the flood is coming. 2023, 2024, you're going to see lots of exposure on multiple levels, and you're going to see lots of deaths of people who are in leadership positions who have been supposed to be leading the flock and doing right by people, and they have not been. People are like, why is the Lord let all this happen? The Lord doesn't, you know, just let stuff happen. We have free will. We've been doing it, and he's getting us together now. So I encourage you to repent, and that's apologizing to the Lord and saying, I'm not going to do it anymore. Jesus already died for our sins. Like, why wouldn't you take advantage of that? He loves us. You know, you think of all these other religions. This isn't a religion. This is a relationship, and that's also a correction he wants us to get. We are not supposed to be following these religions. He wants a direct relationship with us. He loves us. He's our father. You know, with parent-child relationships, we want our children to listen to us, right? Well, we're his children. He wants us to listen because he sees what we can't see. He knows what we don't know, and he knows what's best for us, whether we understand that or not. So I encourage you to get in your word so you are not deceived. Pray for the spirit of discernment. It will help you so you can see what's what, and ask the Holy Spirit to help. It's really that easy. Jesus, help me. God, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Build your relationship with each side of the Father, because they are really different relationships. Like with me, God, it's very reverent relationship. Jesus is like, you know, that's my homeboy. And the Holy Spirit teaches me and guides me. And so that's how I have my three different relationships. So I encourage you to develop those in your life, and you will definitely see a difference. Now is not the time to be playing. The Lord is not playing with us. He is getting his children together. And so I hope this word lands where you can receive it and share it with your family and friends, because now is a time to really be making sure that everybody is going the right way. I hope you really digest this word. And if you want to follow me for more, you can do that on @faithandpolitics. I did already do my live on YouTube, so this is like my second whip at it. But I will be doing more of my stuff directly on YouTube. And I'm also on TikTok now. So @faithinpolitics, YouTube and TikTok. So see y'all later. Thanks so much.